This is Louis Navalier. It is Thursday, July 7th. Well, I think the best way to describe today is it's reinflation day. You know, there was a fear that the global economy would grind to a halt, even though China's opening up. And that caused a mini commodity crunch. And it was both food and energy. And guess what's happening today? Prices are back up very sharply. And the world is obviously now realizes that whatever recession we have, if we have one, it's going to be very shallow. It may not be an earnings recession. And life goes on. And so it's a fascinating time we're in. So our energy stocks are soaring. Our food stocks are soaring. And today's an incredibly good day for us. Now, I do want to talk about the talking heads on Wall Street that were for the past few weeks talking about how the energy trade was crowded and we're not going to need fossil fuels much longer, hydrogen is going to take over and things like that. Folks, that's not true at all. You know, hydrogen is made from natural gas. I know there's other ways to make it, but right now it's made with natural gas. So we live in a world where Google Analytics drives the news. And Google Analytics only wants sensational stories, okay? And one of the things I try to do on these podcasts is at least try to tell you the truth. And sometimes the truth isn't sensational, so it doesn't get hits on Google. But the truth is, the energy stocks are going to have the best earnings for the next 3 quarters. They're profiting from inflation. Doesn't matter whether oil's $115 a barrel or $85 a barrel. They're going to have the best earnings for the next 3 quarters. The year-to-year comparisons are very good. And also their P/E ratios are very low. And most of them have good dividend yields as well. So I like my energy bets. I also like my food bets. Okay. Why? Because we have food inflation. Or at least we're profiting from the problems rippling across the globe, okay? And so I just think it's important that we profit from inflation versus get scared out of the market. Now, what Wall Street does is just before earnings come out, they always try to flush us out. It's just a game on Wall Street. That they just try to hit the stocks one last time before the earnings come out. But earnings are going to start to come out next week. They're going to initially be for the financials. We don't own financials. The earnings are not going to be that good because the yield curve is very flat. Today, this morning, it was inverted. And that's not good for financials. Because inverted yield curves cause financials to cut off credit. And that obviously hurts economic growth. But we'll see. The yield curve isn't always inverted, so we'll see what happens. But all I can tell you is inflation in the United States peaked in March. And that's the core rate of inflation. It's still meandering lower. The headline numbers are going to be still hideous. They're going to be horrible. The big break in inflation is going to come September. Energy demand will start to drop off. And then also what happens is some of the trailing 12 months, the year-over-year comparisons just get easier. So we know inflation relief is coming. We know the Fed will be increasing rates in July, probably 75 basis points. We know they'll probably increase rates, probably another 75 basis points in September, although if interest rates still moderate, maybe they won't. They won't increase interest rates in November because it's a week before the midterm elections. And then if they have to do any interest rate fine-tuning, it's going to be in December. Now, the FOMC minutes the other day revealed that the Fed wants to get close to 3.5%. Two more 75 basis point increases gets them to 3. Essentially gets them in line with market rates. So it's a fascinating environment we're in. I think the Fed's working as hard as they can to engineer a soft landing. But I can tell you a lot of risk has been wrung out of the market. I can tell you that that the commodity plays, food, energy, fertilizer, and of course shipping are going to have the best earnings. I can tell you there's other shortages out there, like in the semiconductor world. GM made that very clear, you know, companies that make the little chips behind the OLED and LED panels are looking awfully good. We have that stock, that's United Micron Technologies, UMC's symbol. There's just a lot of nice places to invest right now. And I just don't think we should get flushed out by all the games on Wall Street. So today is a wonderful day for everybody. I hope you enjoy the ride. You're going to be up sharply today. I do think when earnings come out, you'll be up a lot more. And then it'll get bumpy again. But I think the next few weeks, you should enjoy. So our earnings are not going to be so much next week, but the following week, they're going to start to come out. And then we're going to have about 2.5-3 weeks of just wonderful earnings, drop kicking and driving our stocks higher. So hang in there, folks. You're being rewarded today for your patience. And enjoy the commodity rally. It's Louis Navalier. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions.